Yes.
With all due respect, sir.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Our textbooks in colleges were written by men.
Okay.
The evolution of the universe was written by Darwin, a man.
Right, yeah.
The Bible was written by men. So what makes that opinion more worthy than anything else written by men?
Well, I don't believe that the Bible was written by men. Because if the Bible were written by men, then you're absolutely right. I mean, if men wrote the Bible, then I would agree with you 100%. Why believe it?
You know?
It's written by God. So if the Bible's written by God, that's why it has more validity than what Darwin wrote. If it was written by Moses and Abraham, you know, then I would agree with you 100%.
So God's word came to us through prophets?
Well, this here's the thing. Like, here's an illustration I like to use. Like, let's say I pulled out a guitar and I said, hey, let me play a little song I wrote on the guitar. And I strum my guitar and I play a song. And you say, hey, I like that song. And you pulled out a pen and paper and you wrote down the words to the song and you wrote down the music to it. Are you the author of the song? Did you write the song? No, you just transcribed it down. I'm the author. I'm the writer. Even though I didn't physically put the pen to the page, I'm the author. God spake the word. Okay, and the Bible says that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so just because man penned down the Bible, you know, this Bible right here was printed by a machine. Okay, but the author is God. And if the author were not God, then you're right. It wouldn't be any more valid than anything else.
Well, wouldn't that validate the Quran?
No, the Quran wasn't written by God. The Quran was written by a pedophile who was married to a 9-year-old. A man in his 40s who married a 9-year-old wrote the Quran. So that's a pedophile that wrote that. That's not God. You know, and God doesn't condone of pedophilia. It's perverted. So, yes.
Okay.